Lewis, have you heard about this new development in Australia's shipbuilding industry? It's quite interesting.
Yeah, I read about it this morning. Hanwha, the South Korean defense group, has taken a 9.9% stake in Orzel Wright.
That's right. They've also got options to double their stake, and they just got approval from the US Foreign Investment Committee. But now, they need approval from Australia's Foreign Investment Review Board.
I see. And Orzel gets most of its revenue from the US. So Hanwha must be eyeing the American naval shipbuilding market through this deal.
Exactly, but Orzel thinks allowing a Korean company to take over would undermine Australia's efforts to boost its own shipbuilding capabilities, especially with China's growing naval presence in the Pacific.
The CEO of Orzel, Paddy Gregg, even said it doesn't align with the government's push for more sovereignty. That's a big point.
Right, and there was a $1 billion bid last year, but Orzel turned it down, saying approval from Canberra or Washington was unlikely. They mentioned the ownership clauses in defence contracts.
So what's the situation now? Are the Australian policymakers on board with this?
Well, the Australian Defence Minister, Richard Marles, said the government isn't against the move, but Gregg is questioning if the regulators will allow a full takeover, given Orzel's role in Australia's defence fleet upgrades.
That's a bit of a contradiction, isn't it? The government says it's okay, but the company is sceptical.
Exactly, and the Defence Strategic Review just increased Australia's defence budget by $50 billion over the next decade, putting domestic naval vessel construction at the centre of their strategy.
So if Hanwha takes over, it could clash with those goals. But some American policymakers still want South Korea to play a bigger role in joint shipbuilding efforts to counter China.
That's the tricky part. Michael Coulter from Hanwha says they plan to increase their stake to 19.9%, but they don't need more US approval beyond that. But Australia's approval is still pending.
So it's a wait-and-see situation. The approval from Australia's board is the big unknown here.
Yes, and it's a strange situation given how much work went into the Defence Strategic Review. Orzel's CEO even called it a strange outcome if the takeover goes through.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see how this plays out. It's definitely a big deal for both Australia's defence industry and their relationship with South Korea.